Blackstone Audio presents Beauty, a Novel by Frederick Dillon. This book is read by Chris Andrew Shula. Battle Bay. It could have been any factory anywhere. Carol McLean had been shutting places down for that long. And after all these years, each place hurt more than the last. The good news was that after two more burials, this one and the next, she would finally get her own company, which was everything she could want. Today was the Battle Bay Pulp and Paper Mill in northern Wisconsin, and after a breath, she went into the lunchroom to deliver her news. She had come expecting to introduce herself and finish this hardest part of things in a couple minutes. Instead, she pulled a metal folding chair to the wall behind the men. They couldn't have numbered more than 40, and they didn't begin to fill this lunchroom that had once served several shifts. At the other end of the room, the owner stood on another folding chair. He wasn't dressed much differently than his men, and he looked at them as if he knew them. There was nothing of practical value he could say, but he had wanted to talk to these last few, which didn't happen all the time, and Carol had thought it was a sympathetic gesture. Then he began with, "Here we are," and was already choked up. He cared about his men, but it seemed he cared too much. Carol sat forward in her chair. She was already alert in the usual ways. Once you came through the door, if you didn't project authority, you knew it and the men knew it. And that made everything worse for everybody. She also reached in her pocket.